Protesters who gathered on the 29th of Ramadan or May 11th to break their fast outside Sudan's military barracks in central Khartoum and commemorate the second year anniversary of pro-democracy protests in 2019 were met with excessive and lethal force, according to the new Human Rights Watch report. Sudan's health ministry confirmed that two people were killed and 37 others were injured during the military's attempt to disperse the gathering. The Central Committee of Sudan's doctors said 15 people had bullet injuries and others had been injured by beatings with batons and sticks. Mohammed Osman is a Sudanese Human Rights Watch researcher based in Berlin, Germany.
The situation has been a combination of use of excessive force, use of lethal force, in apparent violation of Sudan's international obligation under international human rights law, and serious violation to the freedom of assembly that has been stipulated upon under Sudan's transitional constitutional charter. What is there is definitely a situation that marks another episode of violence against protesters, and at the same time, in the way that this militarized response to crowd control.
Osman's team interviewed 9 people, including journalists and activists by phone, who either took part in the commemoration or watched as security forces fired live bullets at protesters. He tells South Sudan Focus his findings highlight a systemic problem with Sudan security agencies.
The failure of security sector reform and needed institutional and legal reform. There have been a lot of calls to embark on these steps from different riots and protest groups in and outside the country. The situation, as we see now, that the government has failed to show the political willingness to embark on those necessary and important steps to secure free and peaceful exercise of fundamental freedoms.
On June 3, 2019, after the military removed President Omar al-Bashir in April, security forces violently dispersed thousands of protesters who continued to gather outside the military barracks demanding that the Transitional Military Council hand over power to a civilian-led government. Human Rights Watch estimates that 120 people were killed and hundreds more were injured during the bloody crackdown. The transitional government initiated an investigation into those events in September 2019, but the victims' families and other protest groups have told Human Rights Watch researchers the investigation has been slow and have questioned the investigators' independence. Osman says it is now more urgent than ever that Sudan's transitional government undertake steps to reform the country's security agencies as stipulated in the Juba Peace Agreement signed in October 2020.
There are different steps in which such process can take place. More importantly, given the context of Sudan, there is a need to start with legal reform in terms of abolishing immunity provisions that for a long time those abusive forces been shielded behind. We are talking about vetting of security forces members to exclude those implicated in abuses.
Osman says Sudan's transitional government should reach out to international partners for technical and financial assistance to complete the process. He's also calling on Sudan's partners to do more to prioritize the security sector reform in their engagement with Sudan's government. Immediately following May 11th crackdown on peaceful protesters, Sudan's Attorney General Tayasser al-Hibir launched an investigation and military commanders handed over the names of suspects implicated in the abuses. But Osman says much more must be done.
I think the crucial issue here is not investigating abuses after they happen. It's the steps that traditional authorities should take in order to prevent those abuses from happening. The fact that we see continuation of violations in a democratic transition that is very concerning. And at the same time, there have been multiple investigation efforts, including June 3rd, including cases of abuses by other security forces in the past.
Attorney General al-Hibir has since resigned from his position, citing interference with his office by what he called unauthorized institutions that compromise prosecutorial independence. Sudan's Chief Justice Naamat Abdullah Mohamed Khair was also fired from her post without explanation. Osman is urging authorities to ensure that the vacancies in those two key posts do not affect ongoing investigations. He is also calling on the government to expedite the process of appointing a number of commissions, including a Transitional Justice Commission and a Human Rights Commission, as laid out in Sudan's constitutional charter. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.